Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
All right, it is 8:05. We're going to visit with Bobby Swalford here in a second to talk about this AAA banquet that I messed up on with it. Don Daly Sr. is going in, not Don Daly Jr. Let's send this real quick to...
You know, you're speaking of Don Daly Jr. and Sr. and all that. It was fascinating yesterday talking to Cliff Harris and all the things that's going on, talking about his parents, talking about Rex Nelson's parents and how those two got together to give Cliff the heads up, the start. Cliff mentioning streets in Hot Springs where he lived. Just incredible for me to go listen to that. And it was blowing his mind to hear some street names that he had never, or that he hadn't talked about or thought about in so long. But just a great time down there talking to Cliff. And then seeing his son Matt and daughter-in-law Kate, super duper people.
Wife Karen.
And Cliff's wife Karen, absolutely super
and
nice.
And then a great time at the Star yesterday. We had a good summer of adventure continues. Yeah, thanks to Oaklawn for sponsoring that. We really appreciate that.
And thanks to you for inventing it.
We've had a good time. We've been hard to believe, Roger. We were in Atlanta, you know, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and then we got a little bit of a break, and then we head to Tampa. I head to Tampa. We'll have a
shout out to Steve Qualls yesterday for critiquing my show. I'm going to give it you. You're going to get it.
He's learning.
You're going to get it.
He's learning.
Get the mints in the coffee cup. leave the cannoli. Take the cannoli. Yeah.
Roger, don't forget. I tell you, when we get through with Bobby Swalford, we're going to do Factor Crap, brought to you by Arkansas Municipal Equipment. I've got a Factor Crap statement that you'll have to turn down the radio in case you have kids in your car. But it's it is a classic Factor Crap question. Right. And so I do want to thank Daniel and Vanessa Ellison for sponsoring our Factor Crap. So that's coming up. I don't know what we have to give away, Christian, but we need to come up with something.
We have a Great Arkansas Beer Festival.
Okay. Wow. Those are probably $25 tickets. That's this Saturday night. By the way, how about Justin Acri becoming, I guess, public knowledge, right? He put it on social media.
If it's on Facebook, it's public.
Yeah, right? I'm pretty sure he got engaged over the weekend. How about that? We know his fiance, and that is outstanding.
Bless her heart.
Did he put it on?
I don't know. She might have put it on.
Somebody did.
Picture of him shirtless.
Oh yes. I gotta find.
Oh my God!
He's shirtless. So he must have proposed on the beach somewhere.
He must have. Yeah. Must have.
How about that? Yeah. All right, going back and trying it again.
You know what?
More power to him.
Yeah, exactly. He could have gotten more people to know about it if he'd have mentioned it on this show. Sorry.
Let's go to the Hodges Glass, Little Rock Glass hotline and talk to Bobby Swalford over at the Arkansas Activities Association. He is the Assistant Executive Director over at the AAA. Good morning, Bobby. How are you?
Morning, fellas. How's it going?
Doing good. Doing well. So, you said, thankfully, I'm not the only person who's butchered the Don Daly deal, right, and gotten that mixed up.
Yeah, that is correct. Yeah.
So that's
probably an easy mistake to make.
Well, you know,
Don Daly, the coach,
we've had
going in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, we've had. So is Don Daly his son, the basketball, the referee, or no?
Yes, that is his son.
Okay, so we've had him on the show a couple of the last 2 years, and he's really impressive, sharp guy, and want to get him back on the air. But I did not realize, and maybe Roger, when we interviewed him, he told us, and I just didn't put two and two together, that his dad was a longtime coach at Russell High School, and he apparently coached Corliss. Uh-huh. Is that correct?
That is correct, yeah. He coached for more than 40 years in the Russellville area, and he has the distinct honor of coaching probably the best high school basketball player the state's ever seen.
Yeah, you certainly say that. Now, I was looking at this. This is the AAA Hall of Fame banquet, which you guys, I don't know how long this has been going on, but it looks like you've got 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 people going in. Is that correct?
No, we've got more than that. So it's the 32nd annual Hall of Fame banquet. What it does, though, Baz, is it's the Coaches Association,
gotcha,
the Officials Association, and the Athletic Directors Association all have one ceremony together. So I think this year it's about 16 individuals who are getting inducted.
Okay, well, you know, according to the Democrat Gazette today, it just listed, I guess these are the coaches, Don Daly, James Boley, Kenny Smith, Randy Lloyd, David Farrell, Jim Elser, Cecily Butler, and Van Pascal. Is that correct?
That's correct. Yeah, those are the coaches.
Yeah. Okay. I guess they just they were doing the article today just on the coaches' side. I know that Van Pascal. I mean, good Lord, he's been around. He's still coaching, right? I mean, he's still coaching. How many of these are still coaching?
I think he's the only one of this class that's still coaching. You know, Van helped Cross County win the 2A state championship this past season. He's since taken the head coaching job at Harrison. That came open in the offseason, and he took that job. He's been coaching a long time. I mean, I think he graduated in 97. I mean, he's been coaching in high school football ever since, 41
Man,
years.
I'm telling you, he's 60. I'm looking at he's 63 years old, Bobby. And I'll tell you, Roger, if you have been coaching high school kids, I'm thinking if I go back to when I got out of college to think if I had been coaching high school kids to that then to now, it is absolutely remarkable. Uh-huh. What dedication, what love for kids, what love for the sport.
100%.
I don't know if I could have continued to do it, but, you know, I give that guy. And not only is he continuing to do it, Bobby, he is winning. He is winning at 60. Yeah. You know, I mean, that's one thing to do it this long, but to continue to have success with this changing landscape that's trickled down even to high school with money and just, you know, social media, mm-hmm. all these things, it's pretty darn impressive for him to continue to be successful.
No, it really is. I mean, he won a couple state championships 16 years apart. But, I mean, you kind of alluded to it right there. Is when you have that longevity because of all the changes, not with high school football. Football's still the same. For the most part,
right,
kids are the same.
Right, right.
They want to win. But with all the changes in how schools are run, how administrators act, how school board members act, how fans and parents act, the fact that he's been able to kind of stay the course this long and have a career that's creeping up near 300 career victories, which is pretty rare air in Arkansas high school football. Goes to say the kind of man he is, also the kind of programs that he runs that gets the full community to buy into what he's doing.
Yeah, no question about it. What was it, 264 games he's won, two state championships, mm-hmm. you mentioned, and all these other coaches, too. I'm sure all these guys, I recognize, obviously, Kenny Smith, I certainly know that name and know him. And by the way, too, Raj and Bobby, we have David Davenport, who is coaching now. I don't know. Do you know David? He's a book author. He's written What Remains. He's over in he'd been with Lake Hamilton forever, and he goes to the other side. He goes to the dark side, Lakeside. Roger, I mean, you don't do that, but he's done it anyway. That guy's been coaching for, you know, 20-something years, and just, any guy out there, any ladies too, that you coach two decades or more, man. And of course, this is another level for Van. So, what about tickets? If people want to go and support these coaches or referees or ADs, what do they do?
Yeah, well, first thing about David, so he was actually a senior when I was a freshman at Central Arkansas.
Yes!
So he got to mentor me.
Wow.
He got to mentor me. I met him my first day on campus, and everything that's been said about David in the last couple of months about his book and the kind of person he is doesn't really even get there. He is a first-class human being. His book's awesome. He actually brought a copy up to us here at the AAA, and I read it. I can't say enough good things about David.
Yeah,
as far as tickets are concerned, though, tickets are sold out already.
Oh, wow.
It is a full banquet. We feed everybody. So we had to have a cutoff. We've got more than 600 people are going to be down at Horner Hall in Hot Springs tomorrow night to celebrate this great, outstanding Hall of Fame class. It's one of our larger classes since COVID. It's going to be a really good time to help celebrate these future Hall of Famers.
Wow, 600 people. Where's Horner Hall, Rog? Where's that?
Convention Center.
Oh, I'm sorry. It's in the convention center. Okay. Yeah, that. Listen, you have a sellout, 600 people. That's a great crowd, Bobby. And we're visiting with Bobby Swafford, if you just tuned in. He's with the Arkansas Activities Association. It's the Hall of Fame banquet that includes coaches, ADs, referees. So a great night. What did you say, 16 altogether that we're going in? Is that right?
Yeah. I mean, I think that's right, 16.
By the way, too, going back real quick, David Davenport, so he was an All-American at UCA, right? He was there under both Isom and Clint Conk the first year, right, your freshman year? Is that right?
That's correct. Yeah, I was Conk's second year.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha. Yeah, well, we're going to visit with him in the 9 o'clock hour. Well, man, hey, anything else going on this summer? You guys getting ready to crank up football here in a few weeks, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, once we get back from the mandatory dead period, which always ends on July 4th, I mean, things are going full bore. Football practice is going to start on that first Monday of August, and they can put the pads on, I think, August the 6th. And then the benefit games start later in that month. Volleyball's not too far behind. You got golf and tennis also in the fall. So really, once we hit the mid part of July, I mean, it is full sprint till next May.
Yeah, to be honest with you,
I'm ready for it.
I'm headed to Tampa for the SEC Media Days, and yeah, Roger, think about this.
You just got through with something from last season with the Cliff Harris Award. Somebody asked just yesterday
why it took so long to get
and
that.
And here you are.
Yeah, I mean, we are literally, you know, most colleges start their practice, you know, that first week in August, and we're only 2 weeks away. I mean, it is upon us. So you guys do a great job, Bobby. Always good to have you on. And I knew you would have the answer, but once I started getting texts, Basil, it's the senior. He coached Corliss. I said, okay, so Bobby needs to straighten me out and get me out of the mess I'm in. So appreciate you, buddy. Thanks so much.
Bobby.
Yep, you got it, Steve Ellis.
All right, I think we've got Justin Moore on the tie line. JM, good morning.
Hey, morning, guys.
Hey, buddy. Are you still?
Sorry, I'm sorry. I'll take the heat, Raj. I'm late. Raj, you know, you wear your AirPods to bed, don't you?
Yep.
Yeah. Well, so I got on the bus last night.
One of them, anyway.
Yeah. Well, unfortunately, I fell asleep with both of them, and they fell out, which is fine. Mm-hmm. But apparently, once you do that, your alarm is like ridiculously quiet. Phone.
There's a lot of things that can. Here's the thing. Here's what happened to you. When you mess with those things, if you've got them in your ear, two things. Number one, they are noise cancellation. So if you got them in, you can't hear anything that's going on. You could actually put them things on if you wanted to, put a little something on, and you'd never hear anything outside those things. The other part of it is you touch it too many times, and you're actually possibly turning your ringer down by accident as well. Gotcha. So be careful on that sort of stuff. But
Wait a minute. What happened to the alarm clock?
I'm here.
Yeah, we got to get him in.
Wait a minute. I thought you got...
When's your birthday?
You went out when you said in rehab, you got a new alarm clock.
Yeah, it's not on his bus.
Okay. Once I got my phone back, I started using my
It doesn't work. It's not working.
You know what? We're your sponsor.
Apparently,
so
I need to go back to the old school alarm clock.
You got to go back to the old school alarm clock.
Where are you headed today? Tonight? I mean, what is today? Thursday?
Yeah.
Yeah, you're playing tomorrow night, right? Not tonight.
We lost him. Damn it! His alarm's going off. Yeah, we'll get him back on here in a second. You know, I was listening to him. I'll wait till he gets on just so I can give him a compliment.
By the way, too, Roger, looking at the British Open, it looks like Smalley is in first place. It looks like 5 or 6 under.
He's taking the lead over I Am Legend.
Looks like Scheffler is... It's out of the top 6.
You know, I get my golf game going back, and I'll be playing.
You love that, don't you?
Well, listen, I love it. I'll be playing thanks to...
I'm back. Y'all hear me?
Hey, dude, listen. I got to tell you something.
It just completely went off.
That's all right.
I want to get a copy of something. I was going over it again because we were playing it on the way home yesterday, and maybe on the way there, because you know me, I music out when we're going. I had Baz listening to Frank Sinatra, right. Joe Nichols, you... George Jones, all of that happening and all that.
I love Sinatra.
I know you do. And that version that you and Joe do, I didn't recognize the song when you and Joe did it at the George Jones thing. And then to know that Randy Travis was part of that, I didn't know that song. And it was Randy Travis. And then you got Randy Travis coming out on stage.
Oh, my gosh. That was...
So we played... I played the original version and then played yours and everything. The way you took Town... And stretched it out on your first version. I'm telling you,
I forgot we saw that. You and Joe did that.
Live.
Yeah.
No. You did a great job.
And then Randy walked out there.
I know you don't need you don't need me to tell you that, but I'm just telling you that.
No, I'm
just going back. No, it's a great version.
And then Joe was. I mean, we forgot how good Joe was on that too. It was perfect.
I just can't find. You know, there's no version of that that's not from the show. Do you know that or not? That there is a clean version of that song between you and Joe?
No, I bet it's not.
No. Okay. That's the only time we did it.
That's okay. Okay.
And we never recorded it.
Okay. It's a great version.
Like, yeah, it's so good.
Good. Country Boys. Country Boys still around? I don't know the name of it again.
A few old country boys.
It's a great cut.
I think.
And how is it?
Thank you.
I told Roger, I was trying to describe the thing that he does, George Jones does
with his voice. He has to.
It makes the sound different. Like only he does it that way.
What does he do,
Justin? He does something in the middle of a song like he'll.
He goes high to low.
Yeah, I mean, it's something. Yeah, you know what? You know what I'm talking about?
He does that for sure. I don't know if that's what you're talking about, or are you talking about the Like a bean.
That's it. That's what I'm talking about. That's all of that. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, there's nobody that does that on him and all that.
A couple things. I think we got a caller that wants to talk to you, Justin. But first of all, you're playing tonight in Green Bay. Is that right?
Yeah, that's why. Yeah, we're on the bus.
I was thinking you sometimes didn't like to play. I was thinking sometimes when you're that far away, you don't like to drive all day and perform that night. You usually get there and perform the next day. But who knows? We've done this for 5 years. Think I would know? But
so. No. We usually show up to whatever venue the day of.
I'm looking at your calendar that came out. And now, Roger, I'm going to see if you could. Don't tell us yet, Justin. So on this list of when you came out and said, hey, I'm back with my concerts, there's certain ones on here, Roger, that at the end of it have a mustache. What does that mean? I think I know what it means. Don't tell us yet, Justin. Let me see.
Say it again.
Like tonight, there's a mustache besides Green Bay, Wisconsin, and then the next one is in Salt Lake on July 23rd.
There's a mustache by
it?
Does that mean a certain artist is there with you?
That's what I think is there. That's the Raleigh Green tour. Is that right?
Yeah, that's it.
So Raleigh's got that big mustache.
Okay.
You know, he came out today. We had in our notes, Justin, that he said it's really been tough to find a woman, or to date rather, being on the road. And you and I discussed a particular young lady that's really an amazing lady that would be a heck of a catch. I don't know if he's
got a girlfriend.
Okay, I never said I don't know if he's the guy for her. Yeah. But he's
that would have been perfect.
Oh, I bet you every girl's after him. I bet you every girl's after him. I mean, come on.
Yeah, he's I'm sure. But he's a good guy. He's not like that.
Yeah.
You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Not like that.
So he's a. Well, you know what I'm saying. Without you know what that means.
Yes, I know. Let's see what Danny's got for you. Danny, what you got? You got something for Justin?
Hey, this is Justin's favorite basketball, softball, and volleyball official.
Oh, wow.
And I was just wondering if I might see him at a gym in Mount Ida at some point today.
Uh-oh. No, he can't be because he's going to Green Bay.
Not today. I'm headed to Green Bay to play some music. And
what's it, Mount Ida?
Is it a basketball camp or something?
Well, it's a team camp, and I thought Owen might be there, and I'm doing the team camp.
No, we actually hosted one the last couple of days, so that may be the reason they are not going there.
Okay, great.
No, sir, they're not.
Okay.
But hope you're well, man. How
are
you doing?
I was just looking for a chance. I'm doing great. I'm also the guy that emailed you and was telling you if your knee couldn't handle the snow skiing to try a snow bike, because I started that after I was about 50 years old, and I have just been having a hoot on a snow bike.
Well, Danny?
Man, it's funny you say that, because a couple of our really good friends that always go skiing with us have started that. One of them had back issues and another knee issues, and they swear by them.
Oh, I haven't found anything funner, and I've been skiing since I was 12. I started skiing in Harrison, Arkansas, when they used to have that little Marble Falls thing up there, because I lived there at that time.
Well, Danny? Danny,
yes,
you call in, you're an official. You know that Justin has had his run-ins with many officials across our state, and some are not the biggest fans of Justin Moore. But you, on the other hand, seem to make it work and seem to understand.
It's we are the world.
Danny, what's up?
You know what?
Yes.
Justin is a good dad.
He's a good
Justin is just like every other mom and dad out there. My daddy, bless his soul, used to say every crow thinks his is the blackest. And so they don't see their children foul. They don't see that foul.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't.
And I understand that.
Hear that, Justin? You don't see
Thank you for the kind words.
Yeah, you don't
man.
See that foul that you're saying that there's a foul, but you're gonna believe that. But Danny, you're a good man. We appreciate you.
You're
calling
a good egg, Noonan.
Yes,
thank
sir.
You, Danny.
Absolutely.
This is you and Justin Moore and a referee talking.
I know. How about that? He was so nice.
Exchanging recipes.
Awesome. All right, awesome. We will take a break, come back, and play a little Factor Crap. I'm so glad we got Justin for Factor Crap, because I've got one of the most classic Factor Crap questions.
can't wait for Justin to hear it.
Yeah, listen, you admit it, Justin. While you've been gone, you missed Factor Crap.
I think he missed us.
He did. He did. He even missed Factor
Crap. I hope so.
And this is George Jones. Oh, this is Randy.
This is the original, yeah. I think I sent him... The Justin Moore one and Joe Nichols one as well. We'll try to play that.
Back again.
I don't know what that deal is. Oh, sing it, Roger. Come on. Yeah. Come on, Roger.
Y'all got me?
Yeah, we got you. Like your sound. Roger was in. He just been. He's locked in.
Say it's good to know there's still a few country boys around.
That's a good old country.
That is some good old country and western.
We were going down the highway the other day playing this. And
when I hear my bump over here go, hey, why don't you put in some George Jones?
I did.
Sure
I did.
I said, I cannot stand up, but I've got both hands off the wheel.
All right, don't go away. We'll be back in just a minute.
Wondered what you were hauling when you rolled into town. Say it's good to know there's still a few old country boys around.
The Zone Hotline on 103.7 The Buzz is presented by Jim's Razorback Pizza with two locations, Highway 10 past Taylor Loop and just off the Morgan Mall Mail exit.
This is SportsCenter.
The World Cup final is set as Argentina mounted another comeback to beat England 2-1 in the semifinals. England scored in the 55th minute and held the lead all the way until the 85th when Enzo Fernandez scored. Argentina's Lautaro Martinez then netted one off Lionel Messi's pass in stoppage time for the win. In six World Cup meetings between the two countries, the record is now 3-3. Argentina will be facing Spain in the final, the reigning South American champion versus the reigning European champion. The two have met in the World Cup just once, when Argentina won 2-1 in 1966. The final will be at 2:00 on Sunday on Fox. The third place game between France and England will be on Saturday at 4:00 on Fox. And Major League Baseball returns from their All-Star break tonight with just one game. The Mets versus the Phillies will be at 6:00 on ESPN. I'm Christian Weaver with the Buzz Radio Network.
Are you still on the sidelines? Then it's time you suit up and get in the game. Download Arkansas's favorite sports wagering app, Bet Saracen, today.
With KARK's Pat Walker.
The hot weather is coming back. Today we'll get up to 91 degrees with a partly cloudy sky and a slight chance of a shower or thunderstorm this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy down to 73. Tomorrow, up to 94 degrees. And once again, we'll have a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms in the afternoon. For the Buzz Radio Network, I'm meteorologist Pat Walker.
Join 103.7 The Buzz as First Security Bank presents coverage of the 2026 SEC Media Days. Baz, Trey, and Randy Rainwater will be in Tampa with the latest news, interviews, and highlights. Brought to you in part by Kaufman by Design West, Blackman Auctions, UAMS Health, Orthopedics, and Sports Medicine, Arkansas Scholarship Lottery, and Bet Saracen. And be sure to watch 103.7 The Buzz social media for live videos, pictures, and much more. 103.7 The Buzz, live from SEC Media Days, presented by First Security Bank. Bank better.
If you haven't heard, Simmons Bank was recognized recently by Newsweek as one of America's best regional banks and credit unions, and by Forbes as one of America's best in-state companies. If you're looking for a new home, they're the folks you need to talk to. Let Simmons Bank help you make home ownership a reality and help guide you through the process of finding the home loan option that is best for you with competitive rates and personalized service. They've been doing it for over 120 years. They've called Arkansas their home. It started in Pine Bluff and has grown into a premier bank in the Mid-South. Simmons Bank makes banking easy, and now you can open an account with just a few clicks. Their most popular products can be open online in just minutes. Take it from me. I'm a satisfied customer. No matter where you live, you can find a Simmons branch near you. They also know how to put on a major golf tournament. The Simmons Bank Championship presented by Stevens 2 years in a row has won best tournament on the tour. So tip of the hat to them. Gives a lot of money to charity. You got to try them out. With almost $30 billion in assets, Simmons Banks continues to grow, but they'll always be local. Join me and many others in making Simmons Bank your bank.
The Saracen Casino Hotel is now open and accepting reservations. Saracen's new 14-story hotel features 318 modern guest rooms and suites, offering luxe accommodations paired
with the elevated amenities and the Southern hospitality customers have come to expect from Saracen Casino Resort. And while you're at it, don't skip dinner at Red Oak, recognized as Arkansas's best restaurant for 5 years running. Book your stay with Saracen by visiting saracenresort.com or calling Saracen today.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-MY-RESET.
Around here, reputation matters. That's why homeowners and business owners turn to the professionals at Serta Pro Painters for their painting projects. From detailed residential painting to professionally managed commercial projects, our crews deliver craftsmanship that protects your investment and enhances curb appeal. Spring weather won't last forever, and neither will the open slots on the schedule. If painting is on your list this year, now's the time. Call Serta Pro Painters or visit SertaPro.com and reserve your spring project today. That's Serta with a C. Serta Pro Painters, that's painting happy.
Listen for Champs and Chumps on Fridays during The Zone. Brought to you by Ouachita Bar and Grill on Central Avenue in Hot Springs and BKC Home Builders, building premier homes in Hot Springs.
Your morning drive will never be the same with Morning Mayhem on the radio. Live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
Well, that's Ron Burgundy, Anchorman, right? Yeah, right, Christian?
I'm
almost positive.
I think that's right.
It is. I think Will Ferrell turns 59, Raj, today, yeah. And we're going through all the great movies. I mean, Kyle.
Wow.
I think he's my favorite, if I want to get a laugh, of all. I mean, so many great movies. Step Brothers, Talladega Nights.
SNL movie guys, would you go? He's on the Mount Rushmore.
No question, Roger. I would. You look at his Saturday Night Live skits, they're all Hall of Famers.
Oh, who else it would be?
You know, Bruce Dickinson, gosh. The
I don't
cowbell.
Know about you, but when Bruce Dickinson says we need more cowbell, we get more cowbell.
See his belly showing. He's my gosh. And then
fearless when it comes
the
to
hot tub.
Proposes first, G.
You got that right, man. Just so good.
I mean, it's just clip after clip. The other guys, Gator don't take no.
One of my favorite scenes in that one is when he's sitting there with Mark Wahlberg.
He's dissing his wife?
No. Well, that one's great. They're all so great. But it's when Mark, when he goes, well, I just had these girls, that were, looking to, have a little protection. They were going out with guys, and the guys were roughing them up, and they were just looking for a guy to, protect them a little bit. And so I stepped up. He goes, you were a pimp. He goes, no, what are you talking about? No, I would just, just set them up with dates and make sure that they got paid and everything. He goes, that's not called a pimp. He goes, what are you talking about? Oh, I don't know.
You think of the Saturday Night Live. Step Brother clips where, when he goes in the band, he said, you better not touch my drums. And he puts his manly hood on. It's Shark Week. And, then when I'm just not some guy. He sings to him. And of course, he actually had two Boats and Hoes. He's got another song, remember, in what's the other one where he sings? Anchorman, Afternoon Delight. Remember, he sings in that one. Yeah. He sings in Step Brothers. Yep. He sings in, there was one other, but so many great scenes. Yep. Yep. Let's bring in our friend.
So many iconic quotable moments all those movies.
Talladega Nights, too, yeah.
My favorite on the other guys is the scene where they're sitting at the dinner table. He's like, look. It's Eva Mendez, and he's like, look, they can't all be 10.
Yes.
And she apologizes.
Yes, exactly. It's so ridiculous.
Wahlberg can't believe it.
The other one he's like, no, really, who is this? He's like, it's the old ball and chain.
He said, can't you wear something nice?
That's great. Yeah.
The other one, his ex-girlfriend, where he sees his...
Christina.
Yeah, Christina. Her name is Christina. Get it right. That guy's a nut job.
Get back here and make love to my wife.
Now you're so right.
Yeah, exactly.
Such a good one.
My other favorite part's when they find his Prius after it's been
the soup kitchen.
Stolen or whatever. Yeah.
Mike and the boys.
Mike and the boys.
Exactly. Yeah.
Who?
Yeah. Thanks for the F Shack, Dirty.
Oh, my gosh. So good.
I need to go back and watch that again.
I think we will.
There's so many. And by the way, our question of the day, Christian, what is it again?
Pick your favorite Will Ferrell movie. So the options are, and then you have the option to
just vote for whatever you want to.
And I voted for the other guys. Yeah.
Talladega Nights, Anchorman, Step Brothers, and then other.
What's the vote right now?
So far, Anchorman's leading the way, 38% of the vote.
I mean, there's so, like you said, just Anchorman alone, there's so many great clips
in
there.
We've got to do movie review tomorrow.
Oh, my gosh.
So, are we going to do one of these?
You want to do Christian, have you seen?
What do you think?
I mean, I've seen all of these.
You have? What have you not seen of his?
I have to go.
Did he say Blades of Glory?
I've not seen Blades of Glory. Is it worth watching Blades of Glory?
I say so.
I like Blades of Glory.
Yeah,
That's a week. Let me think about it.
Listen, you can't go by him. He does a show on Mensa Radio. So
You should have heard Joe Klein. You should have heard Joe Klein today. He always busts us out when we fumble or have misspeak or miss, you know. We got him on one today.
Well, let's bring him in here. It took a little while.
He was breaking out soccer in a great way. Very impressive.
Then the stench of stupid got into his system. So that's what
we'll play that a little bit later. Let's bring him Linda Mayo.
No, Mr. Belafonte. It's Mayo. Mayo. Melinda Mayo. She's Arkansas's TV sweetheart. And she's joining the guys from Morning Mayhem. Melinda Mayo on Morning Mayhem is brought to you by Sanders Ground Essentials, where great lawns start today on the web at sandersground.com.
Good morning, Melinda.
Hey, good morning, God. Hey, Justin. And I hate to say it, I have not gotten around to seeing the other guys. I don't know why.
It's good.
It's a good one.
I got to get to that one for sure. Yeah.
It's good. You won't be offended.
Hey, Melinda. How are you? It's great. It's hilarious.
Melinda, you're back from Fort Morgan. How was your trip?
My trip was great. You know, every time we drive down there, even though we know the way, we've done it a million times, we always have to look up the Tommy Smith shortcut to the Gulf Coast. If you remember that was a big part of the show with No Name Lore back in the day. And you know what? Our GPS actually took us that way. It's through some small towns of Mississippi, and you come up to Yazoo City instead of going down to a small part of Louisiana. And the GPS took us that way. And I'm like, GPS is listening to Tommy Smith. That's what's going on. And also, this was the first time I've gone that through Mobile and not gone through the tunnel, which was kind of disappointing because we like to call the hogs and honk the horn. GPS actually took us around. It kind of was like a shipyard area around Mobile Bay. So a little different route down there, but we did have a great time. Heard from a lot of people who know Fort Morgan and love it because it is a little bit on the quiet side.
You are now, obviously, weather is an issue. It is getting dangerous hot, or getting ready to get dangerous hot, right? Not only in Arkansas, but in the South, especially in Arkansas this week, next few days.
Yeah, especially in, these landlocked states like we are, always get the hottest. It'll be hotter here than it'll be down in Tampa, where you're going. So, I think our hottest days are still to come. I know we've had some hot ones, but it looks like we're going to get real close to 100 probably next week. Right now, the forecast is looking like over the weekend starts to heat up, 96, 97, Monday, Tuesday next week, 98, 99. So we're going to be right there at it. I think all the rain that we got yesterday, which was a good thing to get 1, 2, 3 inches in much of the state, that kind of keeps us from getting as hot as we would if we hadn't seen that rain. So we've talked about this before. It actually takes a real dry ground to get to 100. So that rain's going to help us stay maybe just under that next week. But you know what that rain does? It makes it more humid. So heat index 105 greater next week. Get ready for all of that.
You also mentioned, I must have missed this news, so talking about daylight savings time. So are you telling me that it passed in the House and is going to the Senate like any day now? Is that correct in Congress?
Well, yeah, we're not sure when the Senate, has to decide to take it up, but it's being sent to them. So this comes up, every once in a while. It was actually 4 years ago that it passed in the Senate. And it went to the House, and it just kind of stalled. Sometimes they decide other things are more important. I think Russia-Ukraine was kicking up right then, so they just kind of pushed it aside. And that's what keeps happening to this bill. So this is the bill. Marco Rubio really started it when he was in the Senate, that would keep us on daylight saving time permanently. There would be no going back and forth. We would stay on daylight saving time. Interesting, all four Arkansas congressmen voted against it this week when it went to the House. Yeah, but it passed anyway. And a lot of the opposition to it is about the morning in winter, how dark it will stay for so long. That's really the opposition.
Yeah, I was about to say, are we staying on the wrong time? Like, are we passing to stay on the wrong time? Because I would rather the sun come up a little bit earlier than 9 o'clock in the morning.
But aren't you doing this to have longer work days, the farmer, to have more time to continue to plow his field, to do all the things? Is that what we're thinking?
Well, don't they usually get started earlier in the
day? I don't know. I mean, I'm not a farmer. I don't know. Melinda?
Yeah. Most of the farmers I've talked to about it say, we work sun up to sundown no matter what the clock says it is. Right. So, you know, they're like, we're fine. I think it's more just for average people who say, hey, we get a chance to have a little bit more daylight in the evening hours, especially in the fall and winter. A lot of hunters take it of a chance maybe to hunt before sunset. But the problem is for school kids, especially in the winter, that it will be dark
when they get
they're
to school.
Headed to the bus stop. And even when they get to school, I looked it up. It looked like our latest sunrise here in Arkansas would be about 8:17. So it didn't look like we go all the way to 9 o'clock before sunrise.
Wow.
But northern states would. Northern states, you know, it's different for the higher latitudes. And so it would be very dark there until about 9 o'clock. So we'll see what happens on it. It depends on what the Senate does now, if they even take it up. I think Tom Cotton has already said he's against it. We haven't heard from Bozeman's office on how he feels about it. Trump, though, has indicated that he would sign it, that he would like for this to be something that happens during his administration. So we'll see.
Justin, you got four kids who are in school. What do you think? Would you like to keep it the same, or do you like to change it?
No, as somebody who's not a morning person, I would absolutely love it.
You're going to be a morning person.
Personally.
So you like it darker,
no, sir.
Darker
I will
than,
not.
Darker in the morning.
you're either going to have darkness super early or you're going to have it later, obviously. Most obvious statement of the century.
Wait a minute. It's still going to be just 24 hours in the day, ain't it?
Uh-oh. Maybe get the...
just keep losing.
The part of... I don't know how to say it without being ugly. I'm not trying to be ugly at all. It's the way it's always been. I'm okay with it. Not to say that's the way it's always been. I know Wayne Smith hates that. I don't know what the benefit is anymore of changing it or not changing it. I don't know. I'd be interested to know why somebody doesn't want to change it.
I guess the thought is,
why you want to change it's okay. Why is Tom Cotton against it? Why is Tom Cotton against it?
I think it's people want to be able to do more things outdoor, although in the afternoon, I guess.
I'm back. This is driving me nuts.
Do your best.
Hey, listen, it's a test. Don't you fail. Don't you fail.
It's a trigger. No, what I was trying to say, and then I'll shut up and let you finish. I apologize. Is for me, I'd rather get that hour or whatever it is, hour and a half of dark over in the morning, because I'm not productive in the morning anyway. Whether I'm on the show or not,
right.
I'm not productive.
Such honesty but now in his sobriety.
I'd rather have it in the evening. That's just me personally.
Yeah, I don't know why somebody wouldn't want it changed.
Yeah.
I don't.
Talked about it all
this
time.
Okay.
They go, no, we don't want to do it now.
Well, there's a lot of people that might, in some cases, go, you know what? If it gets lighter, if it gets darker earlier, that forces me to have to come in. Can't do anything else outside. No more yard work.
Yeah. Melinda, real quick, too, before we let you go, just when we thought that you had retired, taking it easy, they pull you back in. You're going to be back at daybreak next week, right? Filling in. Is
what?
That correct?
It's Michael Corleone
yes.
in Godfather 3. It was the only good part of the whole movie. Just when I try to get out, they right, pull right. me back in.
Yes.
This is actually going to be in mid-August. Ansley Watson, as you may remember, is on maternity leave with her second boy right now. And so Steve Powell,
well,
who I did
work,
the show
Ansley.
With for about... For about 10 years, he's doing the show solo. Well, he has a son that's about to graduate from college, so he's going to go there for a week. So they called and said, hey, Mel, you want to come back for a week? And I said, sure. So I'll actually be there hosting the 9 to 10. I said,
yes.
Now, hold up, guys. I'm not doing that 3 a.m. stuff anymore.
Okay, 9 to 10. 9 to 10. That's
but,
not too
bad. But 9 to 10, which is the Good Morning Arkansas show. So I'll be there for a week in August, and I'm really excited about it. I think it'll be fun.
Awesome, awesome. That's cool. We always love to see you jump back on there. It's hard to believe. I was talking with Michael Snuffer, the news director. And Roger, you heard me. Crap, we start coverage of Razorback stuff, so I'll probably do some next week in at Tampa at the SEC Media Days. I mean, it is
yeah,
back here.
Boy.
Hard to believe. Thank your fine sponsors, Melinda, before you get out of here.
You bet. Excited about talking season for football starting very, very soon, so I'm ready for that. Thank you to Sanders Ground, who's been with me for so many years already. Hard to believe that it's been a few years. But my grass believes me because it looks so good. I mean, after that rain yesterday, we had just gotten fertilizer put on it last week. It is green, so green. And they could take care of you as well. It's 315-9395, sandersground.com online. They'll come give you the free estimate. Doesn't cost you a thing for them to come out and give you that estimate. Or they can even do it over the phone because they have satellite and they can see your yard, believe it or not. And tell you what it would cost, and I promise they'll do the best job anybody can.
All right, Melinda, thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys. All right, go Hogs.
Go Hogs. Justin, when we come back, we'll take a break now. Interesting debate with Roger yesterday, driving back from Dallas. Roger had a burger in his hand. He was driving. I had a burger in my hand. I was in the passenger seat. And I would take a couple bites. And I would wrap my burger back up and put it on the console.
Yeah, that's weird.
And
right off the bat, that's weird.
It's a weird. Roger would keep his burger in his hand the entire time. He'd never put it down. He just would eat it and eat it and eat it. And he ate that whole burger with never putting it down.
Let me just add to this.
Because he's a normal human being.
And let me add to this, Justin and Christian. I would do that same thing if I was in the passenger seat. And he
yes.
would do the same thing that he did if he was
yes,
driving
I was,
as well.
I put mine down if as when I drive.
If we're
to.
At home, if we're at a restaurant, there's a great chance that I would put it down.
I would put it down if I was eating somewhere.
You probably
you would.
Would
do it if you were okay.
But not
for any other
too.
Reason. Yeah, yeah.
Is it because you can't manage the steering wheel and the
I'm trying to drive. Yeah.
I'm trying to drive, so I want to eat that burger first.
Well, what's different if you were not driving then?
Because I can't do 90 with a burger in my hand safely.
So it's a challenge of driving while...
You're not listening, Baz. He said... Whether he was driving or in the past,
well, no,
seat,
no, no, but,
the
but,
no,
but I know the judge.
Yeah. But if he were at a restaurant where he has a plate and a table and he's not doing anything else, he would put it down.
Yeah, I put
Everyone
it down.
Else understood that perfectly except you. You're just trying to spin it.
No.
And if I'm in the passenger seat, I'm eating it all in one whack as well. I'm not folding it up. Putting it down and looking around at all the...
I'm drinking and eating the french fries.
Look, because of the detour, let's admire downtown McKinney, Texas.
I don't have to eat everything in 5 minutes.
No, you
don't. My time.
That's the thing. Nobody eats an apple and puts it down.
Yes, they
do. You eat an apple in one whack.
Enjoy
you
life.
Are you eating a brown apple, Bess?
He eats brown apple.
I enjoy life.
I do enjoy life.
No,
it was one hell of a
apple.
Burger.
Enjoy your burger.
It was a great
Can
burger.
I tell you, I enjoyed taking about 25 minutes to eat that water
Listen,
burger.
Listen, Joe
so
Klein
good.
Said the thing that bothers him.
So.
Go ahead, Christian.
Yeah,
go ahead,
jam.
Justin.
That would mean I lost him.
Oh!
Let's go to break.
Let's go to break and come back. You won't be around.
FanDuel.
in partnership with Oakline Sports is now available right here in the state of Arkansas. And on the biggest soccer stage in the world this summer, FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports, is changing the soccer game with a feature built in for soccer fans. Because sometimes your players get subbed out and your bet goes with them. It can happen at any moment. 1 minute they're on the pitch creating chances and the next they're heading back to the bench. Well, not anymore. With FanDuel Super Sub, if your soccer player is subbed out, your bet stays in. That's right. When your player leaves the match, your bet automatically continues on with the substitute player. So whether the action happens early, late, or deep into the stoppage time, you're still in it until the final whistle. Visit FanDuel.com/Arkansas to get started now. FanDuel, in partnership with Oakline Sports. Let there be goals this summer on FanDuel. Must be 21 plus and present in Arkansas. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Hey guys, Heath Boothby here, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock. We have the Hyundai Getaway Sales Event going on right now. 0% interest on all Tucson's, 0% interest on all Santa Fe's, and 90 days no payments, as well as huge discounts on everything else on the lot, including Palisade, Elantra, you name it. All this happening right now, Crane Hyundai of Little Rock, Hyundai Getaway Sales Event off Colonel Glenn. Come see us.
Hey, it's Christian Weaver here. Can we agree that summer is way better when your body actually cooperates? Because if joint pain is slowing you down, knees, hips, shoulders, back, you're probably missing out on the best parts of summer. Maybe it's walking the neighborhood, playing with the grandkids, golfing, fishing, hiking, or just getting through the day without hurting. That's why so many people are turning to QC Kinetics. They're the nation's leader in regenerative treatments, and they help people find lasting relief from chronic joint pain with no surgery, no drugs, and no downtime. Best part, QC Kinetics is right here in Little Rock, and they're offering free pain evaluations right now. Just call 501-393-1159. You'll meet with a medical professional, learn what's causing your pain, and see if their natural regenerative treatments could help you feel like yourself again. But don't wait too long. Appointments are filling up fast this summer. Call QC Kinetics now at 501-393-1159. That's 501-393-1159.
Transmission or driveline trouble slowing you down? Trust the experts at Powers Truck Parts and Service in North Little Rock. As an Allison Authorized Service Center, their certified technicians provide professional Allison service along with expert driveline rebuilds for heavy-duty trucks and equipment. From U-joints and carrier bearings to diagnostics and maintenance, they'll help you keep your trucks rolling. From headlight to taillight and everything in sight, Powers gets the job done right the first time. Visit PowersTruckParts.com today.
Hawks Homes, Arkansas's number one dealer. Hawks have homes as small as a one bedroom all the way to five bedrooms. Hawks has several lot models at both locations that you can save thousands. Hawks has a five bedroom that's only $55 per square foot. Don't have land? No problem. Hawks can help you finance the land and all the improvements all in one package. Located in Conway at the Dave Ward exit in Bryant on I-30. Visit our homes online at hawkshomes.net.
Hello, this is Justin Acri. When joint pain or an injury slows you down, turn to UAMS Health Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. Arkansas's largest orthopedic team and the state's most fellowship-trained surgeons offer expert care for sports injuries and problems affecting the hip, knee, shoulder, spine, hand, foot, ankle, and more. Care is easy to access at the Orthopedic and Spine Hospital and a new location on Rodney Parham in Little Rock next to UAMS Health Urology Center. For walk-in care, choose UAMS Ortho now. Call 501-686-TOSH. When you think ortho, think UAMS.
Listen each Friday during Drive Time Sports for the basketball insider in Arkansas. It's Bart Reed, made possible by Martin Orthopedics, with locations in Little Rock, North Little Rock, Cabot, and Hot Springs Village, staffed with fellowship-trained orthopedic surgeons and sports medicine specialists. For more information on the web, go to martinortho.care.
Let's keep the good vibes going. Morning Mayhem is back on the air, live from the Oaklawn Hot Springs Studios. Oaklawn, Arkansas's only racing casino resort.
But like, you know, you're great on this show, but if I put you on, you know, you're on the morning show. I don't know how that works.
I don't know. I think we do fit well.
You are. You're system quarterback.
Yeah.
I had Rogers talking over me the whole time. I don't know.
Wow.
Was that Trey Biddy?
That was Trey Biddy.
I give Trey Biddy so much credit.
Yeah.
Not that he deserves it, because he is outstanding. But you know what the problem is? I think Trey's reading his own press clippings.
What did he say?
He said he just said if he was on the morning show, I would talk over him. Sounds like Steve Qualls.
Yeah, that's odd.
Yeah. Shout out to Steve Qualls. My good buddy Jerkface.
661-1037. Somebody said this. Simmer down, fellas. We're just having a good debate. Here's one that says, Baz takes a bite, wraps his burger up, then that takes a bite and repeats.
Listen, I'm sure as a lover you're great, but as a food eater,
No, let me finish. That's much like moving the... Should I even go here with this? It refers to what you're talking about. It's much like moving...
Go there.
I can't do it. I can't, because this
no,
is...
No, you can't.
Do it.
I can't. No.
Although it's exactly what Roger said during the break. I'll send it to you, Justin.
Yeah, it's exactly what I said during the break. Copy and paste and send it to
And the
Justin.
Point of it is, in that particular area, you can move around.
Yeah. No, you can't say that.
You can't. So, no. when it comes to eating... But when it comes to eating, you are a weirdo. You're just weird.
I'm not weird.
No, it's weird.
It's weird, man. No, but when it comes to a burger like that, when you're
It's weird,
it
buddy.
It just is.
I love you, bro.
Listen, all this.
So basically,
it's not
you
the norm.
So you get a cheeseburger and you eat two bites of it where it's hot. The rest, it's just,
yeah, it's like you're eating lukewarm or cold burger.
I just rotate. I like on a plate. I rotate.
Yes,
I rotate.
Exactly.
I rotate fries. Okay. Drink.
All right, I'm
burger,
driving. Everybody knows what we're talking about. I'm driving. Burger in left hand. Driving with right hand. Start driving with knee. Reach in to get fries.
And you're steering at the same time.
Yes.
I can do it.
Yes. Yes, but you know what? When my knee
comes, I can see it.
When my right hand comes off of the steering wheel, simultaneously, my right knee takes over steering. I reach in for fries, pop the fries in my mouth, return the hand on the wheel, bite a burger, and it goes on.
So the point, though, is if you're not driving, my behavior is not odd. If I do it,
I would do the same. I would continually eat. Now listen,
I'm just
going to
eat till I finish.
I'm going to eat till I finish. Here's the thing. You do the same thing, but, and I would do that.
Correct.
You pause, but nobody but a psycho wraps it back in its wrapper.
Why? I don't
and
spill
puts
it.
The burger in the console.
Well, I don't want to knock it over.
Goes on about looking around.
I don't look, I go to my fries.
And go, no, yeah.
Justin. So what I do is I eat all of my fries and then I eat my burger.
See, that
I
me,
do not.
To me,
I do
that's
not
odd.
Go burger fries.
To me, that's,
burger
that's
fries.
Odd to me.
I eat all the fries.
What about
then
you,
eat
Justin? Roger, do you guys eat all your fries at one time and all your burger? You don't make
again. That's
if I'm driving.
You're back. Okay, so it's a driving issue is what we're talking about.
If I'm driving with Samantha, she will automatically, say, Baz didn't do this. I had to get my own burger out and unwrap it for myself. Samantha will go, I'll get it for you. So she'll get it. She'll make it all nice and good
right,
for
yeah.
You're blaming me for that?
Exactly, huh?
Okay, you blame me? I didn't do that for you.
If you're the passenger, that's your job.
Exactly.
Even if you're guy's the guy?
Yes.
Okay.
As a buck, yes, you do. Here, I'll get that for you. Let me unwrap that burrito. It's bad enough when two dudes are driving and one's eating a burrito. It's just a tough look.
All right, then we'll come back. We'll visit with a coach, football coach, who's got a book out here in Central
maybe
Arkansas.
We won't. He's probably listening.
I cannot wait to hear Justin Moore's reaction to my Factor Crap game today. It's going to be classic. If we can get Justin, he's somewhere in Illinois fighting a cell connection.
I think my power might go out during that segment.
All right, don't go away. 9 o'clock.
Luxury Pool and Spa in Conway and Russellville is your headquarters for pool and spa chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is ready to get your pool balanced and swim ready with Pool Life and Bakusil pool chemicals. Luxury Pool and Spa is also a proud dealer of Pollywood.